Richard calling from Sammamish. Hello, Richard.
Yes, I have. I'm curious about your comments on extended use of PPIs in relation to kidney disease. Recently, I was informed that I have a GFR of 43. I do have diabetes and history of heart disease. In the past, I had a couple of 50s, and then subsequently increased to greater than 60, which is desirable. But I'm currently, as I said, I have GFR 43, and temporarily I've cut down on my GI medication.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so just for the other viewers, common parameter for checking kidney disease is this GFR, glomerular filtration rate, which typically we try to keep over 60. And, you know, when you were 18 or 20, it was probably around 100. So once it gets down to under 30 or 20, then you're talking more dialysis. So what's really interesting is a lot of conventional docs will not recommend anything until you're facing dialysis, unfortunately, and they just kind of watch it go down, and they feel like there's really nothing to prevent it, but nothing could be further from the truth. There's quite a number of things you can do to help rebuild the kidney, and we can talk about that in a minute, but Richard, you are taking a PPI, a protein pump inhibitor, which is commonly used for gastric reflux and heartburn, all kinds of different GI or gastric problems. Is that correct? You were taking that for reflux?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So one of the side effects of taking these acid blockers is your absorption rate goes way down for a lot of different nutrients, especially some of the B vitamins, and of course it inhibits hydrochloric acid production, which is so critical to affecting the rest of the GI tract in the absorption rate of minerals and, you know, B12 and folate. I'm not sure there's a direct correlation between PPI and kidney disease, but it's going to be a lot harder to treat your kidneys while you're doing those PPIs. So I'm glad that you've at least reduced the intake of it. But one of the things, I mean, we could talk about ways of treating of gastric reflux, and sometimes it's a lack of stomach acid. I would say about 50% of the time it's a lack of stomach acid. So one of those things that we could look more into for you, Richard, and figuring out what's really causing that heartburn or problems to help you get off those PPIs. Looks like we're going to have to go to the top of the hour's news. But if you could hold on, Richard, we could continue this conversation.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thanks. And we were speaking with Richard just before the top of the news hour. So, Richard, let's finish up with you. You still there, Richard?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Yeah, I just wanted to reiterate with folks, I think PPIs and acid blockers can be one of the most devastating medicines on your health, because it just limits your absorbability of so many nutrients. So for patients coming in on PPI, I usually do a hair analysis and to check your mineral levels, and then also check your B vitamins and do a, you know, pretty thorough nutritional evaluation, so to get you back on track. Now, whether that would help to rebuild your kidney function, I'm not sure. We may need to do more direct kidney treatments, and we do have a couple of items that we typically give at Tahoma Clinic for kidney disease, which has been shown to increase that GFR. And I don't know if you've heard of our three R's, but one is called Rentone, R-E-N-T-O-N-E. And we have another product called Renotropin, That's spelled R-E-N-A-T-R-O-P-H-I-N. And there's also an herb called Romania, R-E-H-M-A-N-N-I-A. And I've had some luck. I know other listeners have heard this story, but I've had some luck in restoring kidney function just by doing hot and cold therapy on the back, and that seems to promote circulation through the kidney to help repair it. So in so many different situations, if you can improve circulation through an organ, you can actually improve its function, and a lot of that healing capability in the body is within the blood itself, and by, you know, promoting influx of blood and then pulling it out back and forth, it restores a lot of that kidney function.
Are these things that you mentioned available in health food stores, and you know the GNA stores and whatever, or only at your clinic?
I'm pretty sure the Rentone and the Romania is available in a lot of different stores. You could call around. The Renotropin is a professional product, so you'd probably have to see a you know, a
my doc. My main goal now is to increase that GFR. As I said, I know that diabetes is a critical factor in kidney disease, and my A1C was high this last time, but it's always high in the wintertime. I'm actually already reduced my daily glucose readings, and so they're down.
Uh-huh.
But I'm 79, so I'm doing relatively well in view of my history.
Mm-hmm.
But I was disappointed that in fact, I've always been interested in finding a good naturopathic physician, but and previously insurance did not cover that. But I was disappointed in my primary care doctor, who did not advise me when a couple of times my GFR had dropped into the 50s. And he didn't even mention it. And I was aware of it, and I thought, well, he wasn't too concerned, so I'm not going to be too concerned.
Right.
And so this time I'm coming out with a 43, and then out of the blue he says, well, I think you should visit a nephrologist. So I was very annoyed with that.
You should be, yes.
I'm thinking that I can probably get the GFR back up again when I'm thinking that it may or may not be related to my higher A1C.
Uh-huh.
Maybe. Is that reasonable?
Well, I mean, you're right to think about that correlation.
Right.
The A1C, you know, for type 2 diabetics.
Right.
Typically, over the long run, they get more kidney problems over time. But if you're not considered a type 2 diabetic or even a pre-diabetic, it's likely due to something else.
Well, I am a diabetic.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, I have. You know, yes.
Ah.
I don't thought I mentioned that.
Yes. Okay.
Been well controlled about this last time. Last year was in this. I think six something, and this mm-hmm. recently was 7.5, which I know is too high.
That's too high, yeah. Yeah, I would try to keep it under 6.5 or even 6 if you can. It's one of those things that I really don't appreciate with conventional medicine is, you know, when doctors don't have an answer for something, they just ignore it, you know,
well,
even though the patient might want to know so they could do something about
it. That's been my thinking for many years, and it took me a long time shopping around finally to find a physician, and the first thing I mentioned to him was I try to inform myself. I was a science major. I try not to play doctor, but I like to be informed, and I'm looking for a doctor who is at least open to alternative care, holistic and integrative medicine. And
yeah.
The first thing he said to me was, well, I'm open-minded, and I said, well, okay, that's a start. But I actually sent him a note recently saying I would have appreciated knowing that I was considered to be in stage 1 of kidney disease when my GFR fell to 50, And I wanted him, I gave him, I mentioned my recent, my past lap values, and I thought, well, he'd comment on those, but the only thing I got back was I sincerely apologize, which irritated me further.
Well, it's a good lesson for all of us, Richard. You know, when we get our labs done through our doctor, get a copy of it and look at it yourself.
I do that. And that's one of the reasons why I try to be informed and...
Absolutely.
And I try to have questions. But, of course, as you know, when you go in for a visit, it's primarily a 10-minute visit and,
sure.
and a prescription, and out the door you go.
And, yep.
And I think that's one of the very unfortunate things about our so-called health care system, which is really not, in my opinion, not health care. It's health processing.
Or disease processing.
Yes, right. Exactly. Yeah, right. I guess we're good at processing or handling diseases, but we're not really good at preventative. So I think I've done relatively well because I do stay away from the doctors. As I said, I'm 79, and with GERD, diabetes, and macular degeneration, and now kidney disease, mm-hmm. I guess I'm doing okay, but I obviously would like to be doing better.
Yeah. Well, I would start on those three R's, and I've seen that improve the GFR, you know, 8, 10, 12 points.
Yeah.
So it's worth doing, definitely. So, well, thanks, Richard.
I actually was looking up your clinic a couple times, but you actually do treat people with this, in my situation?
Oh, absolutely.
And are you all NDs and MDs?
Well, we have a couple of MDs, but most of us are naturopathic physicians. So we're licensed in the state of Washington, and
and
we pretty much have similar, authority to prescribe various things. We don't do surgeries, and we don't administer, painkillers and those kinds of things. But
now, Dr. Wright himself is an MD and an ND?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He is, yeah.
Yeah, I've listened to the program a few times.
Yeah, okay. All right, thanks, Richard. Thanks for your call. That was very informative.